Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. A Lander game warden wins a prestigious award, and chronic wasting disease is detected in a new hunt area in the Sheridan region. Stay tuned. John DeSaunier, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's Lander Access Yes Coordinator and Game Warden, was named the 2025 Shikar Safari Wildlife Officer of the Year for Wyoming. The award, given annually in every state and Canadian province by Shikar Safari Club International, honors a wildlife officer whose efforts during the year display outstanding performance and achievement. DeSaunier is known for his ability to communicate with all types of people, ranging from kids and adults in hunter education programs, local business owners, and hunters and anglers. DeSaunier spent considerable time working on a complicated law enforcement case in the Lander region over the last couple of years, which resulted in 15 major and documented wildlife violations, 11 of which charges were filed. He's also been instrumental in training and mentoring new game wardens in the region, as well as others around the state. DeSaunier will receive his award at an upcoming Game and Fish Commission meeting. The Wyoming Game and Fish has confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease for the first time in Elk Hunt Area 2 in the Sheridan region. The Game and Fish's Wildlife Health Lab confirmed the presence of CWD in a bull elk that was euthanized due to suspected disease. Elk Hunt Area 2 is surrounded by CWD-positive Elk Hunt Area 129, which had its first confirmed case back in 2021. To ensure the public is informed, Game and Fish announces when CWD is found in a new hunt area. CWD is 100% fatal to infected deer, elk, and moose. Continued monitoring of chronic wasting disease over time is important to help Game and Fish understand the potential impacts of the disease, as well as evaluate future management actions. Hunters can assist in data collection by submitting samples of their harvested animals for free CWD testing, especially when hunting in priority or mandatory CWD testing areas. More information on providing test samples can be found on the Game and Fish website. A map of CWD endemic areas, along with more information, is available on the Wyoming Game and Fish CWD webpage. The public is asked to contact the nearest Game and Fish office if an animal appears sick or injured. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.